I wish to thank the Secretariat for this very enriching background note, as well as all the input made by the panelists, very enriching and shedding a lot of light, as well as the comments and remarks I've heard from some of our colleagues. We cannot overstate the importance of critical raw materials in manufacturing of various goods and services. As the world transitions towards cleaner energy sources, critical raw materials have become increasingly important in supporting the production of renewable energy technologies and infrastructure. Many developing countries have abundant reserves of these critical raw materials. For example, 89% of the world's reserves of platinum group metals, PGMs, are found in South Africa. 55% of cobalt reserves are in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Indonesia accounts for 42% of nickel reserves, and Brazil 12%. 33% of lithium reserves are found in Chile. Approximately 5% of the world's lithium reserves are in Africa, and substantial resources are distributed across many countries, including Zimbabwe, Namibia, Ghana, the DRC, Mali, and Ethiopia. Even in Nigeria, we have a diverse range of critical raw materials used in renewable energy technologies, including phosphate, manganese, natural graphite, and copper. However, they're largely underexplored. Given the foregoing, we recognize the need to ramp up exploration and recycling initiatives to secure a steady supply of these essential raw materials to prevent setbacks in transitioning to a sustainable, low-carbon future. Were these minerals to be explored and properly exploited in Africa effectively, they could also be aligned with the objectives of the African Continental Free Trade in promoting greater intra-African trade and regional integration while fostering industrialization and value addition across the continent. We therefore urge UNCTAD's assistance in providing us with the guidance and support to formulate the right policies that would promote domestic value addition, economic diversification, responsible extraction, processing, and trade of critical minerals while ensuring environmental protection and social benefits. Given the foregoing, I have a question for the Secretariat, which is, how can UNCTAD assist countries in implementing environmental and societal safeguards to mitigate the negative impacts of mineral extraction on local communities and ecosystems? I thank you, Mr. Chair.